ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So faith came up in her heart, and she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, why do we confess? Is it to change God? No. We confess to change ourselves. We confess the word of God to change the image that we have. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you meditate on the word, you confess the word to change your image. Hallelujah. Why? Because the word is the seed. When you sow the word in your heart, it brings forth fruits. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I think we've gotten that. God is a good God. So, kingdom. Okay, what do we do in 15 minutes? God is a good God. Are we sure it's 15 minutes? It's not 15 minutes, okay. I see it on my phone. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lebro shantarebo santaraya inka shataya. Legerebo setorobo shantaya inka sataya boleya. Thank you, Jesus. There's somebody here. This is August. But before the month ends, you are coming back with your testimony. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Someone will just remember you and they will post the cash to you. Everything you need. Hallelujah. God has you sorted. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what does God say about supernatural kingdom giving? John 3:16. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Croshetolos Kenzontaria. In Kosataya. Lebo gentorobo santa kajandaraya. Makarabo in John 3:16. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a new beginning for you. Hallelujah. New beginning. Hallelujah. Everything is turning around for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're almost giving up. You're almost giving up. Hallelujah. But God Himself is coming through for you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's a new day for you. New beginning for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't matter how long it has been, but it's a new beginning for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you all the glory. So quickly, let's look at some things that God, for God so loved the world that he gave. So number one, the motive for kingdom supernatural giving is love. God and supernatural kingdom giving. Number one. So God is supernatural. So to understand supernatural giving, we must look at God. Remember that we are made in God's image. Hallelujah. So we can only give like God. Praise God. The motive for any kingdom giving must be love, not to show off. Hallelujah. God doesn't have love. God is love. So everything God does is through love. And because we are made in his image, everything we do must be through love. Everything you do in the kingdom of God, if it's not in love, it is rubbish. Praise God. It doesn't count for anything. The motive must be love. Hallelujah. The motive must be love because you love God and because you love people. He gave his only begotten son. Kingdom giving is sacrificial. Number two, And number three is closely tied to that as well. Because God gave his only begotten son, we are meant to give our best. In fact, God demands that we give our best. That is why in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 3, he also told Abraham, go and sacrifice your only son. He ensured that he specified to him, Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 3, give your only son. Hallelujah. Kingdom giving is sacrificial. I remember one time we just got married. So I went visiting a friend of mine and I saw the furniture that she had. Fantastic furniture. So I asked her, how did you get this furniture? And she told me. So we made the furniture as well in our house. Fantastic, new, spanking new furniture. I liked sitting on it, praise God. But I think after a while I was in church, in our former church, and one of the pastors was taking, not even a service, but it was just a training program. And I heard it clearly. Give your furniture to that man. Someone said sacrificial giving. So I called my wife that, listen, we need to give that furniture to this pastor. Praise the Lord. For you to know that it was very sacrificial, that is the most, how will I even put it now? In fact, the most sacrificial giving. Why? Because to even get the furniture to the man's house, let's say we started around 10 a.m. We didn't get there around till around maybe 7 p.m. Why? The truck that was taking the furniture was, you know how these are law enforcement people. They impounded the car. So you can see that the devil was working overtime. But that will not make you change your mind and start doubting what you heard. The higher the limitations or the challenges that comes your way, the greater the victory for you. So you must stand fast. You see, that is why that scripture we read says, you will make your way prosperous, not God. Your path is very important. You must carry that image that you have of God. Sacrificial giving. Giving your best. I've never paid the right amount for any car before. There's always a way. Tell your neighbor, there's always a way. If every time your mind goes to money, the devil knows how to block you. Why? Because every time you think about how much will this cost, it just shuts your mind down. That's why when Jesus asked the disciples, let's feed these people. One of them said, even if we get, how many denarii? 100 denarii, we cannot feed these people. Because their mind went to money. Scripture says, he himself knew what he would do. Everything is not money. We are meant to be led by the Spirit, not by money. Every son of God is led by the Spirit of God. It's very important. Okay, how did you get there? Anyway. Sacrificial giving, yes. Anyway, number three, he gave his best. Number four, supernatural kingdom giving is for kingdom expansion. Kingdom giving is for solving a problem. God gave his best to solve the same problem. Then number five or six, kingdom giving is done by faith or in faith. Now let's look at what Jesus said about kingdom giving. How do we do this? Okay. Thomas. Okay, let's just look at one scripture. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Give, this is Jesus speaking. Give and it shall be given to you. Give. And it shall be, can we take this in NLT? Give and you will receive. Give and you will receive. So, supernatural kingdom givers never lack. Because Jesus says, give and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaking together. Why? To make room for more. Running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back. Number one, supernatural kingdom givers never lack. It's not possible for you to lack. Number two, your giving is commensurate to your receiving. You cannot expect a rat and an elephant to excrete the same amount of waste. Because what the elephant is taking in is more than what the rat is taking in. So if the elephant is excreting like the rat, I'm sure very soon he will die. So your giving is commensurate to your receiving. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. That's Jesus speaking there. It is more blessed to give than to receive. It is more blessed to give than to receive. How come? Because if I give you a 1,000 naira note, I have blessed you with a 1,000 naira note. But Jesus is saying, it is more blessed for me to give you that 1,000 naira than you that you are receiving. Why? I asked him. And he said, anything you give, you are bigger than. You cannot go lower than anything you have given out. Praise the Lord. So it is more blessed to give than to receive. Don't have the mentality of going around and looking for people to bless you. You know, complaining and, you know, so that people can show you pity and to bless you. No. You go around because you are blessed to be a blessing, looking for people to bless. There are so many other things that Jesus said about kingdom giving, but I want to quickly go to, I have 10 elements of kingdom giving, but I will take some before we go. Praise God. Say praise the Lord. So the first one I have here is, a kingdom giver is a distributor of God's resources. Can we look at Romans chapter 12 from verse 9 to 13? A kingdom giver is a distributor of God's resources. Don't just pretend to love others. Let's go back to NKJV though. Let love be without hypocrisy. How about that what is evil? Cling to what is good. Verse 10. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another. Verse 11. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulations, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Verse 13 now. Distributing to the needs of the saints, giving to hospitality. So a kingdom giver is a distributor. So you are like I know I've said it before, you are like a pie. Like this. So you have God's supply. And this is you here. You are blessed to be a blessing. And you are a blessing as well. And God's resources flows to you for the kingdom cause. Kingdom cause and people. You must have people that wake up every day to give thanks for you. You cannot afford to live life. Nobody is responsible. You are not responsible for anyone. That's not a Christian life. You must have people that you are paying their school fees. You must have people that you are solving a kingdom problem for. If you have not done that, you are carrying the wrong image around. Anywhere you are, you can start from there. Praise God. I thought about this. I didn't want to say this before, but in chemical engineering, we have two kinds of flow. We have the laminar flow and the turbulent flow. Laminar flow does not shake the pipe, but turbulent flow shakes the pipe. So the amount of resources that you allow God to pass through you determines the kind of flow you have. So if it passes laminar flow to you, and you have, because you have laminar flows when you have restrictions, you have things that block the flow. But the moment you allow the resources of God to flow without hindrance, He pushes more to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So think of yourself as a conduit of God for God's resources. You know, the mentality I see around here is that of me, myself. Everything, even in the house of God. People can only do stuff because they want to see what is in for me first. That is not the kingdom mindset. You must be selfless. You must give your all. I'm not preaching what I don't do. My mom calls me to say, am I resting? Because she knows that anything I put my hands to do in the kingdom, I give it my all. When I was staying with them at Ikorodu, before any cell meeting, I used a car to go around the whole place to take people for the cell. After everything, I take them back. There's a man on wheelchair. I put the man in the car, put his wheelchair on the back. Because I knew that a time is coming, I'll be driving a bigger car. And I will still do the same thing. I can't forget the day they just increased the salary of NYC. We were still in the camp. To 7.5. Praise God. And I told everybody, this 7.5 I'm giving to God. Because a day is coming, I'm going to be giving millions. Hallelujah. And I danced and rejoiced over it like that. And I gave it to God. I've given millions now. Praise God. Hallelujah. You must be selfless. Hallelujah. Everything that concerns God must touch your heart. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, not by talking about it, His actions. A time was when a particular church, and there was a project going on. We had given to the project the amount earmarked for the project. Normally, I don't preach this because giving is by revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. But maybe perhaps there's somebody here that needs to flow in that line. We were doing a project, and I don't borrow. I don't like borrowing. But a friend of mine told me I needed to borrow. In fact, the guy borrowed it for me. Praise God. That will pay him. Praise God. And the interest rate on that stuff was about 23%. My wife is here now. Just corroborate the story. Praise God. 23%. Praise God. And I realized that what we gave for wasn't fully done yet. And I asked them, what do we need for this thing to move forward? They said, we need to give this. And I told my wife, listen, I know our project is not finished, but there's a need in the house of God. I'm not teaching you what I've not done. I'm teaching you, you see, Christianity is not theoretical. Christianity is practical. You must live it out. Praise God. So that money, 23%, increasing, we gave it out. But God is too faithful to fail. I cannot lack, not because I have all the money in the bank. It's because at every time the need comes, the resources comes. I am encouraging you to become a conduit for God. Let God look at you and say, I trust that my child, if I give him these resources, it will go for the kingdom cause. When you give to the poor, scripture says that you are lending to God. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. You are lending to God. What does it mean to lend to someone? That means the person will repay you. And now you are lending to the one that made the heavens and the earth. How will he repay you? Praise God. Not just in money. In every area. To be prosperous is not just in money. To be wealthy is not just in money. Hallelujah. You are wealthy all around. Hallelujah. Even when you don't have money in your pocket, you are walking confidently. Why? Because you are blessed already. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter the circumstances. Hallelujah. In this past 1.5 years, I've just experienced in a different, you know, life altogether. Praise God. Depending on God fully. Praise God. And God showing forth at every time. Hallelujah. When my wife is saying, hey, I say, has God ever failed before? Praise God. Hallelujah. before the deadline, it is paid. Praise God. Hallelujah. God cannot fail you. Praise God. You must focus and depend on God. Let God trust you with his resources. Don't hold it on. You are a conduit. Let it flow through you. Hallelujah. Let people be blessed through you. You are blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. You are blessed to be a blessing. Praise God. Proverbs 11 verse 24. Proverbs 11 verse 24. Popular scripture we all know. There is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. So kingdom giving doesn't decrease you, it increases you. Because in the natural, read this one. If you have three notes and you give one out, naturally you now have two left. But in the kingdom, it is not so. When you give one out, you are sowing into the kingdom of God. You give out to pay someone's school fees. You give out to solve an issue, a challenge. Now, it's like you are sowing into God's bank. So that anytime you are in a need, God shows forth. The liberal soul shall be made what? Fat. So when you scatter, you do not decrease. Naturally, in the kingdom, you want to amass, you want to save up, you want to, but in the world. But in the kingdom, you give out and you increase. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make logic. It only makes faith. Praise God. You give out. We have a project going on in church now. You must purpose to be a part of it. And you see, we are looking to get 50 million. Don't say you want to give 5,000. That's my strength. No. Put a good figure. And say, God, with your help, I want to give this. And when God starts bringing the resources, he will not bring that major one. He will bring a smaller one. Now, you only move on depending on what you do with that small one. If you say, oh, this one is not enough, let me spend it first, you will remain on that level until you pass that test. Praise God. Now, can we read Ephesians 4:28? Every child of God, every Christian is expected to be a kingdom giver. Every child of God. Say, let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good. I was thinking this kind of scripture should be so that he can fend for his family. He used to steal before, but steal no more. But why? That he may have something to give to him who has need. Every Christian is meant to be a giver. Why? Because God gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. So you can't have God's image and not be a giver. So forget what's happening on social media. If you want to enjoy God, you want to walk in dominion, you want to replenish the earth, you must be a giver. So if you used to steal before, steal no more, walk with your hands so that you can have something to give to the person that is in need. Tell your neighbor, every Christian must be a giver. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I think we should start running up now. The time has really gone. But God is a good God. I believe you have been blessed tonight. Have you been blessed? Thank you. But there's a grace for giving. Let's read that scripture before we close. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1 to 7. Okay, can we take that? I think so. Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 1 to 7. Praise God. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, verse 2, that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality, verse 3. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, verse 4, employing us with much urgency that we should receive the gifts and the fellowship of the ministry to the saints, that's giving, and not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves So God will, that's what, you know, that scripture, when that guy brought his gift, his sacrifice, you know, I think that scripture is in Mark. Mark chapter 9 or so. So, but God told the guy to go settle with the person that had an issue against him. Not him having an issue against the person, you know. So God will first of all accept you before accepting your gift. Praise God. And not only as we hope, but they first give themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. Verse 6. So we urge Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. So there's a grace for giving. Hallelujah. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see, that's give attention to it, that you also abound in this grace for giving. It's very important that you abound in the grace for giving. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Praise God. And God is able to make all grace, someone say all grace, abound towards you. Hallelujah. Always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Can you jump to your feet and begin to thank God for that grace? Hallelujah. That abounding grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Begin to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. I walk in the grace for giving in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able to make all grace abound towards me. I receive this grace in the name of Jesus, sir.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,